There, out in the darkness, a fugitive running, fallen from God, fallen from faith. God be my witness, I never shall yield, till we come face to face. Till we come face to face. He knows his way in the dark. Mine is the way of the Lord. And those who follow the path of the righteous shall have their reward. And if you fall as Lucifer fell, the flame, the stars in your multitude, scarce to be counted, filling the darkness with order and light. You are the sentinels, silent and sure, keeping watch in the night. Keeping watch in the night. You know your place in the sky. You hold your course and your aim.
Wow, that's good. That's Bob Benson. Now, that's on stage at an audition, actually, right? Is that
correct? I was not able to be at auditions for the musical we did last spring, Pippin, at the Racine Theater Guild. So I had to submit a video audition for that, and that was
that's
from a recording of that audition.
Les Miserables stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was telling Bob Benson is my guest. He performs a lot in Racine. You perform outside Racine at all?
I've done a couple shows for Greendale Community Theater.
Okay, yeah.
In fact, I sang stars. I did their Les Miserables production, and I was Javert in that. So I sang stars in that production.
Only show I ever cried at. I was telling Bob I had a girlfriend. We went into New York, and we saw Les Miserables. Here I am, going to have a night in the town with this girl. I said, oh, it's going to be a hot night. And I'm going crying in the show. And she said, I don't think so. And I'm crying like a baby in that show.
I have such a special place in my heart for that show. I was fortunate enough to do two productions of it, one in Greendale and one here in Racine. Greendale, I played Javert, and then here in Racine, I played Jean Valjean. So.
The more sympathetic role.
Yeah, exactly. But both of those spectrum roles. So I've been pretty blessed with some pretty incredible opportunities. And that was definitely high on my list.
How'd you get started in theater?
So I did theater in high school. My freshman year, I auditioned. I was just such a shy, awkward, gangly little child. And that just seemed like some place I could fit in, maybe. So we were doing West Side Story my freshman year of high school. So I auditioned and got in that, did theater all through high school and then took a step back. You know, life happens, marriage, kids. So I didn't do theater for
kids
some time.
They get in the way.
Yeah. Right. Right. And then let's see, it was 2005. The Theater Guild was doing a production of Music Man. And my middle son, Connor, had the bug and is a delightful vocalist and sang in the crib. You know, I mean, he was just always singing and just a sweet little kid. Anyway, he saw that they were doing this and wanted to audition for the show. So asked, would I take him? So, of course, I did. And he convinced me as long as I was there to audition as well. And we both were cast and the rest is history. That was 2005. So it was, you know, probably I got married in 86. I don't know. Math is too hard this early in the morning. So from 86 to 2005, I didn't do anything.
So which role did you get in the Music Man?
I was in the ensemble. Connor was one of the little boys in the ensemble.
Oh, like I pictured you doing one of the Buffalo Bills roles, who played on Broadway. How can there be any sin in sincere? Where is the good and goodbye? Good and goodbye.
Yeah.
Iced cream.
We had a delightful quartet. I don't know if you know Bob Gall from Racine. He was a legend. Anyway, Bob was in that quartet. And just we lost Bob this past year.
We lost a lot of people.
Yeah, we have.
Gloria Steinem this morning, we heard.
That was rough to wake up to. Yeah. It's been a rough week.
I don't think I remember her being 92.
Right.
Anyway, so you went on, and all of a sudden the music man said, I found my calling in life.
Yeah, I did. And you know, do I want to make a career of this? Absolutely not. Do I love everything I'm blessed with the opportunity of doing? Absolutely.
You know, my mother said to me, till her dying day, she said, "You sure this is what you want to do, radio?" Your mom, it's been 55 years. Yes, I think.
I'm pretty sure.
I think this is not a stable business. You want to be like your father, and your brother's a doctor. I mean, you want to be like that. Okay, I'll think about it. Yeah, doctor, disc jockey. No, I don't deal well with the public, so I got to find a place where I don't have to deal with the public a lot.
There you go.
So then you started auditioning, and where were the first? Were you always with the Racine Theater Guild?
The very vast majority of my time on stage, yes.
Told me you still have to audition for roles. Now, you've been in how many shows at the Guild? It's a ton of them.
A ton of them.
They kind of know you. You're not.
They do, absolutely. But, I mean, when I've been on committees, too, that choose the plays that we put in our season. And when you're choosing a show, certainly you want to make sure that you know you can cast it. You know, so you have people in mind, certainly. But, you know, when you put out an audition, you could get 100 other people you never knew about. In fact, Les Mis, we had over 100 people audition for that.
Really?
We did.
At
yeah,
the theater,
it was
the theater
incredible. Hill? Yeah, we had Whoa. An incredible turnout. So, yeah, you know, you expose yourself to other talent and someone you had no idea could come and blow you away. So, yeah, there are no guaranteed roles at all.
You ever get turned down? Oh, you got to think about it. That's good.
I have not. Not at the Guild. I have not always gotten the role that I wanted. I've gotten other parts.
Well, look at you. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I have an amazing track record at the Guild. Again, I'm so incredibly blessed. I have been turned down at other places.
Really?
I have.
Like we were talking about, like Back to the Future, when Huey Lewis was sitting in the audience and Michael J. Fox's band was auditioning. You're just too loud. Next.
Little of me left. So little left. And in my twisted face.
Playing the Beast. You didn't even make up for that, did you?
No. Right.
No, I'm not nasty. Here you are, my guest, and I'm making nasty comments. Now, you had a lot of stuff on their face there. Is it hard to sing through all that?
I did. That was a really cool prosthetic. That was that makeup was designed by Katie Koble. I don't know if you know her. She's the drama teacher at Horlick High School and grew up at the Guild. So she came back for that show and designed the makeup. And she found this amazing prosthetic that was glued to my whole face. It had a separate jaw piece. So it was very easy to speak and to sing because it didn't constrict my face at all.
We've been season ticket holders for more than 20 years at the Racine Theater Guild. I love every show. I used to bring my mother, and she loved every show. And one of her favorites was Glorious with Kathy Berg.
So funny.
And every time Kathy Berg would hit her head to get the right note out, my mother would start laughing out loud. I said, "Mom, which is great."
I think I saw that show probably five or six times, and every time it was funnier than the last time I had seen it.
My mother used to go to Broadway growing up in New York. She went to Broadway musicals all the time. I still have the original playbill at home for Funny Girl, which is a Streisand in the early 60s.
Sure.
Funny Girl. I got all these playbills from over the years I saved. And she just went, like you and I would go to the movies, she'd go to a show, but they were only about $8.
And now they're
over $100. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I saw Chitty Chitty Bang Bang on Broadway at $125, and that's cheap today.
Right.
You want to see Hamilton? Yeah, let's see. Do you own your own home? Is it a mortgage available on that thing?
I just saw a report last night that Hamilton is still selling out.
Yeah.
Standing room only.
I have on my phone, I don't know why it's on there, but the weekly takes for all the shows, and they're still over 100%. When it says over 100%, that's standing room only at 103%.
Right.
People are paying to stand at the back.
To stand and watch a show.
Right,
I can't
back.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Although standing is more comfortable than most of those seats on Broadway.
People have to know those theaters are old.
There are.
And the seats
And were people
are
very, that much smaller that long ago? I mean, I'm an average size, and I can barely fit in those seats.
When I saw Miss Saigon on Broadway, I could hardly get into the seat. And my father hates going. When he dated my mother, they went to go see, it was the Oklahoma or Carousel back in the 40s. And he left one third into the show. My mother, he stood me up. He just walked. He was sitting in the lobby. He didn't want to see it. He can't stand musicals, and he can't stand sitting in those seats. And he just sat in the lobby with a soda. And my mother said, where'd you go? He said, I couldn't. You couldn't do it. Your family's all involved in theater too.
My family is. In fact, I told you the story earlier about West Side Story. That was where I met my wife. She was also in West Side Story. So we immediately fell in love. We didn't. I immediately fell in love with her. She didn't immediately fall in love with me. So I had to pursue her a little, but we did start dating. I say that in quotes because do freshmen in high school date? I don't know. That summer. So we've been together ever since.
So was it the balcony, Romeo and Juliet? That's my West Side Story. Was it the fire escape scene, the balcony scene that did it?
So I was one of the Jets. I was Snowboy in the gang of the Jets, and she was anybody's. So we were sort of adversaries, and we argued a little bit through the show, and I don't know. I remember I said to somebody else who was in the cast, Ron Schultz. I don't know if you know Ron. He's one of the starters over at Sixth Street. He started that theater. Anyway, Ron was in that production as well, and I said to him, "Who's that girl over there?" He's like, "Oh, that's Karen Hansen." I said, "I'm going to marry her." I didn't even know her name, but she was it. She was it.
Restraining order.
right. So what were we talking about? Oh, our family being part of the show. Okay.
Yeah. Your kids are all on the show.
So yes, the acting bug definitely hit my boys. I do have an older daughter too. She danced all of her life. So she performed and, you know, loved that aspect of performing just in dance. She's not bitten by the acting bug at all. But both of my boys, Connor and Carter, have done shows with me, and it's just such a special.
How about your wife? Are you doing shows?
She will not get on stage.
Really?
Which is funny because that's how we met.
West Side Story, one and done.
Right. No, she all through high school she did the shows with me as well. But she's done with that. She doesn't want any part of it. But she loves to work backstage. She's done lights in the booth. She's designed props. So she loves to do the work backstage, but doesn't want any part of performing.
Yeah, I auditioned in high school for a show. I don't think what show it was, but I was shaking. I was sweating. I go, oh, do you want me to read this? And it was terrible. So they made me the stage manager for 4 years, which was better. And I did some voice work over it. But other than that, I didn't do any.
I'm too stupid to be nervous during an audition. I don't know. I was more nervous driving in here this morning talking to you than I am to stand up and do an audition. I don't know why.
Just a conversation. That's all. People, I know they get nervous. But
I just feel like, what do I have to say that anybody cares about? But I appreciate the conversation.
I care. So you still perform at the Guild. You were just in a show recently. What was the last show you were in? There was one show recently. Your whole family was in it. They all kind of run together.
Right, right.
But I saw you at the First Presbyterian. It was First Presbyterian Church?
First Presbyterian Church, yeah. Do a wonderful series all summer long called Music and More. Georgia Hall organizes that. And just, it's incredible the talent that she brings in. And they do a concert every week.
And my wife goes to all of them.
Which is amazing to me that imagine the time that takes to gather acts to come in every week to perform.
And have them show up.
Right, right. Yeah. So she puts that together. I'm sure works all year to do so. Anyway, she invited me this year to come and do their final concert of the season to just kind of wrap it up and be a celebration. So I did that with two very dear friends of mine, Robin Wilkes and Rob Cruz. Rob is a teacher out at the Unigrove High School, does things at the Guild. And Robin is my lifelong friend. And in fact, she came with me to the audition of Music Man. She was cast as well. So we've been doing shows for 20 years
together. Bob, Rob, and Rob.
Exactly.
We're talking to Bob Benson, an actor in town. You do more than acting, though. Acting's not your full-time profession. You worked at, Modine?
I worked at Modine for 25 years.
You're changing the name.
I'm newly retired.
So, oh, really? Yeah,
I was in sales there at Modine.
They're changing the name, I heard. Is it Modine? No, not Modine.
It is. They sold a major portion of the business. In fact, the group that I worked in, I honestly, I've lost track, so I don't know who they are now. But
I said, Bob retired. We got to sell the business.
Modine, Mother Modine is still there and still here in town. But yeah.
Okay. So acting, you still act, obviously. It's a passion for you now.
It is. It's a strange passion because it isn't anything I ever considered I would consume my life as much as it does. But
now, be honest. Did you ever think, I want an honest question, an honest answer now, if I can make it in Racine, I can make it on Broadway?
No, I never did.
Did you ever want to try?
It's funny. Just this week, I had a conversation with my son, Connor. He and his wife were out in New York last week and saw a handful of shows, and he does a daily update of how the show was and what they thought. And so it was fun to get those updates. But anyway, the point of the story is he came back and they saw Schmigadoon and just fell in love with it. They both said it was just delightful. And then they decided that I should play the role of the mayor. I don't know what that means, so I'm going to research that to see. But it was strange to hear that somebody thinks that I would be good enough, I guess, to fill a role on Broadway. But no, it's never been my dream.
Are you going to try it?
I don't think so.
Come on, I want to say I know somebody on Broadway. Come on.
I do know somebody on Broadway,
really?
Turns out. Our production of Les Mis in Greendale, her name just slipped my brain, Eponine. Her name is Lissa de Guzman, and she went on to really do quite well on Broadway. She did a stint in Wicked. She was Elphaba, and this week she was just cast as Velma Kelly in Chicago. So it's pretty fun to get those updates to see her making it.
I saw Chicago at the Schubert Theater on Broadway.
Did you?
Oh, I loved it.
That would be amazing.
I have never seen a bad show on Broadway. I've just never seen one.
I haven't seen that many, but I would agree with you. I've never seen a bad show either.
I saw Gypsy twice on Broadway, different stars. I saw Hello, Dolly with Ginger Rogers. I was a young tyke then. But so, you know, Phantom of the Opera on Broadway, The Majestic. I mean, just great shows. I mean, once you get in that theater, it's like you're in a theater that's over 100 years old.
Right.
Yeah, how many actors came through that this play? And the funny thing is, if you want to meet the stars, there's only one more. There's only one way out. The stage door is right on
stage
the street.
Stage door, right.
So one day I'm with my dad and we're driving around. I'm joining him at work for that day. And he stops at a light and he says, huh, there's Norman Bates. It was Anthony Perkins. He was appearing in a show on Broadway, Star Spangled Girl. And he's out there having a smoke. And I said, there's Norman Bates right there. And he's
did
on the street.
Did you jump out and get his autograph?
No, we were at a stoplight.
Oh.
You know, you don't do it. People don't do that in New York. I don't know why they don't do it, but they don't. And he was just taking a break during the matinee or whatever.
Just hanging out like a regular guy.
He'd just get some fresh air, get that asbestos out of his lungs and everything. But yeah, you see a lot of them. I was dating, taking a girl to, we saw Phantom of the Opera. And Liam Neeson was appearing in the Judas Kiss next door. And the show was over. And I said, well, you want to see him? Wait, the stage door's right here. He's got to come out.
Right.
And he got a crowd of people. And I said, I want you to face me as soon as he comes out. I took a picture. So she's with Liam Neeson. He didn't know it. I just yelled and, you know, he has that look on his face. What?
Yeah.
I took the picture. But yeah, you want to see a star on Broadway? Just wait by the stage door.
By the stage door. Yep.
Yeah. So give me a show and be that they said, you're not right for this role. Next. Have you ever been not right for a role? Ever get turned down?
For a role, yes.
That you really wanted.
Yes.
You should see the look on his face. He's going to cry in just a second.
We did Chicago at the Guild. It's just a number of years ago. So I think I'm over it by now.
It didn't look like it.
I'm not calling Doug out, hopefully. But I wanted to play Billy Flynn so badly. And I didn't. I did not get that role. I instead was cast as Amos. Which I had a ball of fun with and grew to absolutely love. But yeah, I was pretty heartbroken I didn't get Billy Flynn.
Bob Benson's next. Is he here again? Is it strange acting with your kids?
No, it's wonderful.
Okay.
It's so wonderful. Just, you know, when you watch your children do something from afar, it's amazing to watch. But when you're standing right next to them while they're doing something amazing, it's a pretty special place to be. It's a cool vantage point.
Anything we should know about coming up at the Guild that you're in?
Not that I'm in, but there's all kinds of fantastic things coming up. Next week, we open a show called The Play That Goes Wrong, and it's just hysterical. I'm actually designing costumes, so I was...
So you do behind-the-scenes stuff, too?
I do. Okay. I do. I've done hair and makeup, costumes... lights, sound. The only thing I haven't done yet is manage a show, stage manager. So I haven't called the show.
Ever direct a show?
No. But fun fact, this
his eyes lit up.
This season, as part of the PACI season, the children's theater program at the Guild, I am producing a show. That's in March. So it's a children's show. It's a much smaller production, obviously, than a main stage show.
And you can order kids around.
Right. Exactly.
They won't listen to you, but you can order.
And I have roped my family into helping me with that. So it's our first Benson family production. So we're pretty excited about that.
That is very exciting. Yeah. I could never. There's no actors in my family. We just don't do that kind of thing because we don't know how to act. I was at a show where the lead actor, I think it was the Sunshine Boys. He didn't feel well, got sick, whatever. And they called somebody in who didn't know the role. So he did the whole show with the script in his hand. And I forget the actor's name. And he did it in such a way where you didn't notice it. He held it in a way and he would glance down when he had to read it. And I said, this guy's great. I mean, how do you get on stage with the script in your hand and not look like you're reading it?
Right.
And when he was reading it, he used it as a prop almost.
Sure.
That's great to do that. You ever get on stage, forget your lines?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
I could probably pull every show I've ever done that I've messed something up. Absolutely.
But the problem is if you forget it, the person coming after you is waiting for that cue.
Exactly.
And now you screwed everybody up.
Yep. You figure it out.
Wow. See, if I make a mistake here, I just, hey, I'm stupid. I made a mistake, and I move on. It doesn't matter. People expect it. Well, that's it. But you're not
so
in any other shows?
Speaking of mistakes, the play that goes wrong opens next week, and it's nonstop hilarity. It definitely goes wrong. Everything that could possibly go wrong does, and it's done with such precision.
By the way, on purpose.
On purpose.
Okay.
On purpose. But yeah, if you can check that out, by all means do. It's just hilarious.
But you're not in any of those shows on the list?
I am not.
Because they didn't audition
yet,
for the
because we
show,
haven't auditioned. Exactly. The last show, Come From Away, I need to read that again. I was on the committee that chose this season. Mm-hmm. It's been several months now since I've read it. So I want to read Come From Away again. And I believe I'm going to audition for that if something jumps out at me.
A friend of mine saw that on Broadway, Kurt Volman. And he said it was just an amazing show.
It is just a beautiful script and great music. And the story is so engaging and so beautiful. So I hope to be part of that production in some way.
A little trivia question. What's the biggest flop ever on Broadway? And I know this because I've looked it up before and I've heard the story about it.
It
didn't even make it past the first preview.
Oh.
It previewed the one with big stars in it. Huge stars. And it had a great pedigree. The show, it was Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Really?
It starred Mary Tyler Moore and Richard Chamberlain.
Wow.
One preview and they closed it down. It was so bad.
Now, if Mary Tyler Moore can't pull off a show.
And Richard Chamberlain.
What hope do I have to ever make it to Broadway?
Well, if they ever bring Breakfast at Tiffany's to the Guild, say, I'm not auditioning for that show. If Richard Chamberlain couldn't pull it off, what chance do I have?
Exactly.
I love talking to you. I love talking theater and stuff, only because I can't do it. And I love it. I don't like talking radio because I've done it.
Right.
I like talking theater because I love going. I grew up going to the theater. My mother and father always took me. And just instead of going to the movies, went to a Broadway show.
That's so incredible to me because, I mean, that's just unheard of today.
Well, you live there. So
yeah,
it's, you know.
I guess it's easier, certainly. But I wouldn't consider myself a Broadway aficionado, but I love theater, certainly, but there's a whole lot I don't know about it.
Well, I never know that because I go to your shows and we see each other on Memorial Day.
Every year.
At the Union Grove Cemetery.
Yep.
The future home of Don Rosen. I had a friend. This is horrible. But he bought a gravesite and he put a sign in it of his future home with his name on it.
Really?
Yeah, a little thing he put there on the ground. And I think the cemetery removed it eventually. But he put that on.
Funny story. So I mentioned Robin Wilkes earlier. Her mother, years ago, her husband had died and is buried at the cemetery across from my church. And so she got a stone and put her name on it right away, too. So everything is prepared and ready to go. When she did that, we had a housewarming party at the cemetery. We had a cake. We had food. Yeah. It was actually pretty fun.
We have four plots there. I said, as long as we were there at Memorial Day, work out the picnic basket.
Right.
I own the plot. They can't.
Exactly.
It's a land deal when you buy a cemetery plot.
Yep.
You got a deed and everything. Let's just break it up.
It's your yard. Do what you want to with it.
Yeah, you got a lot of people around. And they won't even interfere. One last thing I want to ask you. A lot of your, on the auditions I saw, were a lot of faith-based songs and so forth. Is that important to you?
It is. I go to church at North Cape Lutheran Church, and a lot of the stuff that is on there now is stuff that Robin and I did a lot of stuff together and put together during COVID. We still had a weekly quote unquote service that we did all virtually. And so a lot of that stuff is songs that we put together for those services.
I remember the Guild, Theater Guild, did an online thing where you bought tickets to watch it online. And we did that. And it was great. I mean, I'm sorry they had to do it that way, but it worked out fine.
Did you see the concert or did you see
everything? Everything they put on.
Right.
We bought everything. Every time they put something on, we put it on. And we didn't have a smart TV at the time, so it had to be on like a tablet.
Sure.
But we watched it and it was really good. I mean, COVID, do your best.
You do your best. Exactly.
Whoever knew that was coming down the pike, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, great talking to you.
Thank you so much. Okay, Thanks for having me.
No, we're going to have you back. I got tons of more Broadways. When you get that job on Broadway, you said you don't want.
Right. So I told my wife that story about, you know, Connor saying, oh, you should be on Broadway. I said, we were in the car. She looked over at me and she said, do you want to do it? I said, well, I don't think so. Unless you want to move to New York. She said, no, I'm not moving to New York. The kids are here. I'm not moving to New York. I'm like, well, then no, I don't want to do it. I'm not ready to leave my wife just yet for Broadway. So.
Well, if it's like Breakfast at Tiffany's, you can get a hotel room for one night.
Right.
You'll be back the next day.
Exactly.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Bob Benson. Love having him in here. And you'll see him soon at the Racine Theater Guild. 7:50, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. If you want to hear our complete conversation, you missed it. You say, oh, man, I missed it. I overslept. It'll be podcast later today at WRJN.com, civicmedia.us, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. Just put my name in there and you'll find the podcast.